Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, guys. My God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We're still reeling over SLC and the true...
I hope everyone listened to our episode. It's
Salty Utah Queens.
Trending now.
Out yesterday. Or out today. Sorry, but this is out tomorrow. In 2 days. So it's out. It's out now.
It's out now.
We have the bottom line.
We have a new TikTok where we go in on Jen. I posted one today.
Hell yeah.
So go see what we're saying. Did Jen Shaw know she was about to be arrested and that's why she got dolled up?
Mm-hmm.
So let us know your thoughts. I'm ready for more.
I can't wait to see where this takes us. And
I mean, we know where it's taking us.
But like the ins and outs of the journey... Her road to arrest and then the aftermath, I'm just like excited for. And then I'm also excited at the synergy that we finally get to visit the holy land of Salt Lake City.
Truly holy.
And be welcomed by 34 people.
Should we go to the... Oh, 34 now. Or did
it
go
always,
up?
It's been
34.
I talked to my mom because she's always asking me for like ticket updates. Yeah. And she knows that SLC is TBD.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, what's the count now?
Yeah.
And I said, 34. And she goes, well, that's 4 more than last time.
Hell yeah. My mom, her opinion was, we just don't go.
No.
Dorothy was like, I don't want you two going there. She's like.
Just ghost everyone.
She was like, just cancel it. That was her. That was her. Because she's like, she said it's not good for the optics.
Wow. Well, we've blown the top off the... the lid on the whole secret.
Need to have... Our moms need to be...
I'm full transparency.
They need to be voiced.
Yeah. My mom...
She's just looking out for our well-being.
Then my mom kind of was like, well, how many tickets would have to be bought so that it sells out officially? And then I was like, well, you could buy. And so I maybe hatched that plan, which wouldn't benefit... anyone but us.
What if our moms
and the venue actually?
What if our moms band together and buy
all the tickets?
Yeah,
and then we give them away.
Yeah,
just on the street to literally whoever.
We're planning to go to a gay bar.
We might pass out flyers at a gay bar. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see how we feel post Valters or Tuscana.
Can we go to the Mormon Tabernacle?
I mean, we can look at it, but you can't go in.
No, I mean, like, take a photo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to be in that area.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
We should go to Meredith's shop.
I want to go.
Her shop.
Maybe we can find,
imagine that it's a S-H-O-P-P-E.
I hope we can find like a Salt Lake local who can like give us a tour.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think that it's pretty much like what you see in, I mean, we're in right in the downtown area.
No, but I'm convinced there's like another city that we just don't know about.
You're like,
I want someone to go
for someone who can take us to the lost city of Atlantis.
I want someone to be like, I'll show you my city.
This is my Salt Lake.
And then
say.
We're like, okay. And then we go and it's actually like super cool.
I'm sure it is really cool. It's stunningly gorgeous. Mm-hmm. We should just do a show in parks. We should pull like a Caroline Calloway when she had her like conventions and like right last minute. She was like, just kidding. It's not in Washington. It's in Brooklyn.
Oh, right.
And then just go to like Park City.
With plants everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
One of those apartments with like.
I think if you get ahead of your own failure, then it becomes a raging success.
It's going to be camp.
It's incredibly camp.
It's our map. Our Met Gala.
Yeah. And our outfits are fucking slay.
Yeah, if you want to come see us look hot, like
Tony,
why not?
Zip it. You better zip it right up.
But we feel the love, we feel the support for the 34 people that have purchased Salt Lake City tickets to see us.
God bless you. You're the true heads. And we want nothing but the best for you and your families.
We want nothing. So,
and God bless the people that are flying out. Literally traveling to see us because you're also the heads. Didn't you say like Patrick Sandberg is traveling?
I misheard.
What did he say?
My friend Andrew said that I thought I heard that they were just coming for, I think he might have been kidding, saying we're flying out to see and I mistook what they said.
All right, well, guess what? No one's flying out. I literally was like,
no,
that was my one.
I thought
hope.
I don't know why I like. Maybe,
Carrie's literally spreading rumors,
filling
my head with lies.
I spread misinformation, and I'm. But
the real virus is you telling
but
me.
I don't apologize for this.
That a mutual friend was gonna fly
I don't
out.
Apologize.
You shouldn't have never told me the truth.
I don't apologize. I saw what I saw. I misread. It's genuinely misread a direct message, and then I confirmed.
Someone was like, what if so-and-so did this LMAO? It would never happen. You read it as, they are coming and they are so excited to fly to Salt Lake City to see you. I literally was like, wow, what an amazing friend.
I'm sorry.
I was like, gotta connect with this.
Are you angry?
I'm furious.
Really?
No. I'm crying.
I saw, it was my wishful thinking.
This was truly my like one sleigh of Salt Lake. In addition to the people that have bought tickets, like
they're
love and light. But I truly was like, wow, it's real. Like people really care. And like, there are really big fans out there that do care and want to support. Like I was filled with like a sense of awe and love at like humanity.
No.
And it was truly just like completely, it was never, ever true.
It was never going to happen.
I thought at first you were like, oh, they decided
not
to.
Well, no, I tried to confirm and then I realized that that's not what he said. And then I was like, I'm not telling Laura. So to those who did buy tickets, we love you.
This show gets more and more incredible as it takes shape.
I know.
I'm a fan. I'm a stan of this show. And what a true sales flop it has been.
It's fucking, it's like, it's literally our.
And I lived in a fantasy world, full blown fantasy. I even told my mom, I was like, well, we have a couple friends that are flying out from LA. Wow. Okay. Well. The truth is out there now.
I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
I truly, I will go back and find the messages, but I truly thought.
Read it to me. Read it to
me.
My
phone is up
there. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Okay.
But I will, on the bonus episode, I'll.
Okay, we're going to find the message.
Yeah. That's what I saw.
Anya Taylor-Joy and the witch.
But you know I don't lie.
No, I don't. You're not a liar. I believe that you saw.
Convinced that I saw this.
You would not make something up.
Maybe I just was so like
You were literally trapped in a world of delusion.
I was delusional.
You went full delusional. And then you gave
delusion.
Me...
I gave you delusional hope too. And we were just infecting each other with our own delusion.
And then you
found out... The show is going to be anything but a fucking flop.
And when we say flop, just to clarify, please don't...
No.
Don't return your tickets.
No. Take that out, Jonathan. Take that out.
No. I'm just going to clarify for the people listening... We
are gonna rock.
Are gonna kill it. Like, you're literally, and I had people commenting on the Patreon that were like, "Lol, this sounds really fun. Like, it's an intimate affair, and it will be so fun for you when you come."
The people who are coming,
but I'm just mean a flop in terms of
ticket sales.
Yeah,
not flop in terms of quality, because the people that are coming,
we get 100%.
You're all icons, and you're sexy, and we're gonna have fun with you, and
we have. I thought maybe like, oh, maybe I'll use my outfit for SLC for a different night. But then I was like, you know what? No.
Commit to it.
I've committed. I have, like, it's a little bit country. It's a little bit rock and roll. And I'm here to serve.
We're going to be serving. We're going to be, it's giving.
SLC is giving.
That's me when I'm on
stage. We should actually like reach out to the Mormon community and be like, help us. Help support us and make me interested in your faith. Show me that it's real.
You can do that.
I'm ready.
I'll hide behind you.
Yeah.
I'll just throw you in front of me.
I would gladly. I'm like, welcome me with open arms by buying tickets, selling out the show. And then you know what?
Can we get the Mormons?
I'll consider. I'll open my mind. My mind is open.
Mormons.
Calling all Mormons. I know you're close by.
Come back from your mission. If you're back in town, like hang with your parents. You just got back from your mission in like Romania or whatever.
Come see some secular lols.
Come see some... You know, not non-religious, not ungodly, but like very much
spiritual
law fest.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be great.
We're having this is us.
Also,
this is
gays and any gays, thems, and she's gays, they, thems, and she's
of all gender identities.
Yeah,
come
every
see us.
Gender identity. Please just come.
Come see us. If you want like a cool queer space to just like laugh and be like silly and come.
Think about Real Housewives. I know
about...
some of you watch them.
We know you're out there. What
maybe
about
I'll
those
get
two
on,
gays that
maybe
were on
I need,
Ellen?
You need to get on Grindr as soon as we're boots on the ground.
I haven't been on Grindr in 6 months, but I will go on.
You need to get on Grindr, make your profile photo. Sexy Unique Podcast.
Yeah.
Sexy
Unique Podcast.
And come give them a discount code and just start slamming viral. And I'll
well,
go.
Let's not use the word slamming on Grindr because that has some paraphernalia.
Oh, is that like heroin?
It's meth.
Oh.
Slam pig.
Less fun.
Yeah.
I'll go on Tinder. And
you
I'll
go on Grindr too.
Well, I am on Grindr. I'll go on both.
Oh, I forgot you're on Grindr.
Hello. We thought you got me.
I saw you on Grindr once.
Me? I know.
Like, remember when I told you?
Yeah.
Like the first when I like first moved here. I was like, oh, there's Laura.
I'm always lurking. And I've gotta just spread the word in a grassroots way.
It's like that story of that guy on Grindr who was like, come to my barbecue.
Yeah.
Do you remember that beautiful story?
I'm going to get on Craigslist and I'm going to post like my sad... Because, you know, people really respond to like sad stories on social media. They
oh
always
God.
It works for kids all the time.
Yeah, like
where
the
it's
bully...
like little Charlie yeah, my, invited my everyone to his birthday, but then no one came and then a bunch of freaks show up. So I'm ready.
And then like Rainn Wilson retweets it and he's like, let's get some love to little Charlie.
Where's Rainn when you need him
Rainn.
The most?
Retweet
show us some love for SLC.
Here's the thing.
We need
as
a celeb.
As we said before, like, our tickets are selling so well, like, in other cities. And SLC is still going to be so fun. We just, like, we're hurting. And I don't know what else to say about it. But, like, I'm sorry that I fed you lies.
I'm sorry, too.
I'm sorry that I implicated two friends in a mistaken... A case of mistaken plans. Mistaken.
Like, mistaken is generous. Like, just Something that never existed.
I know. I don't know what else to say about it.
I was like, wow. He really loves this pod. That's incredible.
I've reached out to
Heather. I'm glad that I didn't reach out to the
I know.
To Patrick and be like, can't wait to see you in SLC.
I swear that's what my friend
said. Well, now I'm going to reach out and be like, you'll never believe.
Oh my God.
You'll never believe it. Patrick will love that. No, he'll love it. But I'm like, but also, will you do that now?
Maybe. I mean,
maybe I'll start reaching out to like a lot of people that I haven't talked to in a long time and just be like, oh my God, I heard you're coming to Salt Lake City. Like, that's so amazing. Like, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you. Like, please text me as soon as you're there. And I'll do that to like 45 people. And I bet out of 45 people, if we each did that to 45 people, I'll bet at least 10 would be too like nervous. They'd be 80%. You hit like a true codependent that is like, I can't let them know that this isn't true. There's got to be at least 5 to 10 that would be like, okay, I'm just going to come.
That's 45 right there. 45 people for the whole show.
Yeah. And then the numbers go up.
the numbers went up like
30%.
Yeah.
We raised ticket sales 30%. You got to work in little tiny.
Yeah. Little bursts.
Increments.
Little cloud
bursts.
That's
a great. Okay, I'm going to work
on that.
Just
gaslight people and be like, oh my God, thank you so much for coming.
I should text like my dad and be like, oh my God, I heard you bought 50 tickets to the show because you, that is so sweet. And then like gaslight him into.
You're like, so many people are reaching out to me being like, oh my God, I can't believe your dad bought 50 tickets.
My agent just reached out and said, that a mystery benefactor from Oklahoma City. And I knew in my heart of hearts that it was you.
Papa.
Dad, this changes everything.
Pa.
Dad, thank you.
You're welcome.
I forgive you for everything now. And then we just move forward like that.
Yeah.
That's
And your relationship, not only is your relationship with your dad healed, he bought...
My childhood trauma is healed, and then I also get money.
He pumped it up to... One third of the audience.
We've got to start just like pulling some manipulation.
This is radical what we're doing. It's transparent.
I love full transparency, and you're getting a little hint of how the sausage is made.
How the sausage is made.
And you know what? You're getting a hint of the marketplace and where
Mercado.
Where sup shines and is greatly appreciated and where it is severely not valued whatsoever, where we
alienate.
Yeah,
so
there are people though that are driving from other mountain cities, so there is some travel happening. I did not misread those DMs.
That's great.
Yeah,
I bet like half the people coming are coming in from
it's gonna be an international global crowd.
We're going,
it's a mountain time zones, guys.
Were we in a different time zone?
What,
we're in Utah?
Yeah, it's mountain.
Oh,
right?
I don't know. Don't look at me like that. I don't know these things.
What do you know?
A lot.
Anyways.
Well.
If that didn't make you want to come, I don't know what will.
Anyway, we got to pivot over to the East Coast.
Yeah.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to...
Sexy...
Unique...
Podcast. The Matriarchs of Mutzadel. First and foremost, can I just say I have a movie recommendation.
Okay.
I saw on Instagram on Sunday that it was Joey Pants, a.k.a. Ralphie from Sopranos' birthday.
Oh, okay.
And someone had posted a very sexy photo of him in a hot tub with Gina Gershon and Jennifer Tilly.
Whoa.
And I thought, what is this? When, who, what, where, when, why? So
did it look
like
older, the picture?
No, it was young. They were all young. And I reverse Google image searched, found out that it was a movie from a movie called Bound. It's the Wachowski sisters' first ever movie.
Oh my God.
And it's like a lesbian noir thriller that also has a mafia element to it. I immediately pushed play.
All of your...
It's streaming on Hulu. No ads. Thank fucking God. The one thing on Hulu. Because has anyone noticed like Hulu is just raw dogging you with ads now?
Yeah.
I gotta quit. I'm done.
It's very ad-heavy.
You got some bowls, I say.
You got some bowls.
I pay $60+ a month for Hulu to just get nothing but ads shoved down my throat. Like I'm a fucking foie gras duck.
No, I don't think streaming services should have ads.
No, if you're paying... If you pay a premium price, no ads. That's the whole thing. Like,
Turkey.
That's like what I do on... professional. Yep. That's what I do on the Set Patreon is I say you can pay and you'll have ad-free episodes.
I mean, come on.
If that doesn't, I mean,
how was Bound? I've heard about
deals. So Bound is so fucking good. It's so hot.
Is it violent?
Both of them. Yeah, but not like scary, gratuitous. I mean, it's violent, but it's not, it didn't. There was one part where I was like, ooh, but then for the most part, it was just sexy, lesbian planning.
Sensual
fingering and planning.
Gina Gershon did a lot of good.
She's my style icon in this movie. She's done numerous iconic movies, but in this, her style is so, she's all like wife beater with like a beat up leather motorcycle jacket. And
hell,
she's an ex-con and she has like 3 silver earrings. I was like, I'm channeling this for fall, winter. Also has a haircut that I tried to get as a freshman in high school, and that was a flop, a la SLC ticket sales.
How is Queen Jennifer?
So good. I love her.
I love Jennifer
Tilly. Her breathy she talks in like a tits breathy whisper. It's so hot.
I'll never forget my first foray into Jennifer Tilly was in Liar Liar. Mm-hmm. When she played the client that he's in the divorce hearing.
Yeah. Mine, I think, might have been either Liar, definitely Liar Liar, or like Bride of Chucky when came out, and it was so good.
She and her sister are great actors, and they're really good on Instagram.
Who's her sis?
Fuck. She was in The Big Chill.
Was her last name also Tilly?
Yeah. She looks just like her.
Anyway, I
love
I'm gonna
that. Watch it.
You've
I think
gotta
I've heard
watch
about
it.
The Wachowski sisters are like the coolest fucking people.
They're killing
I was looking last year. I remember this tweet. Elon Musk tweeted like, "I've been red pilled," and then Ivanka Trump tweeted it and wrote "same." And then Lily Wachowski responded to both of them and said, "Fuck you both."
Queen shit.
I was like, oh my God, that's the coolest. For some reason, when they did it, it's like the coolest thing ever.
No, it's great.
Fuck you both.
They are the only ones that are allowed to say that, and it actually means something.
Yeah, because they like invented it.
They invented the red pill.
Fuck you both.
Fuck you both. Classic. So this is truly, it has everything you could want in a movie.
Is it like Showgirls, kind of?
No. It's like a lesbian noir thriller with the mafia element to it.
All right, I'll watch it.
You watch it, you'll love it. Okay. You and Simon, it's a good like movie night.
Yeah,
too.
Simon would love that. He loves them.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll watch it.
And then imagine me with a Gina Gershon like Meg. It was her hair is like sexy lesbian brunette Meg Ryan when Meg Ryan had that short floppy hair.
Oh,
and that's what I really wanted as a 15-year-old,
like City of Angels hair.
Yeah, but then I went to Supercuts and it didn't turn out like that.
Oh my God, RIP Supercuts. Is it still open?
I don't know. I couldn't even wait for my hairstylist to get that haircut. I literally was like, I must go to the first person that is available to cut my hair, show them a picture, and hope that they understand and can interpret this.
It didn't happen.
It did not happen.
My style icon is Meg Ryan and Hanging Up.
Yeah.
That's me. Big white coats, boots, and like open corridors with leaves on the ground.
Oh, and her weird like sticks that she decorated her house with.
And then like on
you are a stick decorator.
And like on Halloween, like pumpkins hanging from the ceiling. That's what I want.
You would love a huge vase, an antique vase filled with sticks
and leaves
and twigs, and then leaves like on the ground.
There was we talked about this before, but there was like an era in the late 90s where like that was a vibe.
Sticks were huge.
Sticks and also just leaves blowing inside foyers.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that movie, What Dreams May Come. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tony.
Well, I'll watch it. And I told you to watch Malignant.
Again. I'm watching it tonight.
Everyone watch Malignant.
I will report back next episode. Okay.
It's so
Malignant
good.
Hive will gather and we'll malign.
Yeah. We'll malign together.
Tony had a malignant moment last night when I was on the couch watching this episode of Mob Wives and taking notes. He was laying on the couch with one eye rolled, like he was asleep, but one eye was open and his eyeballs rolled into the back of his head and it was just one white eye on the side and it was full Malignant poster.
That's like the best poster I've seen in so long.
It's so good. Just like a side with that font.
And that the like dagger coming to her face.
It's sexy.
But it's like, it feels like classic horror movie.
Mm-hmm. It gives me roaming the horror aisles of Blockbuster and being like,
yeah. Blockbuster, smelling that smell of a Blockbuster where it was popcorn and carpet.
Getting a king size Butterfinger.
Yeah. And getting those, like, I always got these sour fruit straws.
Oh, I remember those. Mm-hmm. Or the licorice you could peel off one by one, the licorice ropes.
The cherry ones.
Yeah, so good.
So fucking good.
Anyways.
So we're on the penultimate episode of Mob Wives. Got one more left.
Two more, because there's a reunion.
Oh, two more. But like of the regular season. Yeah. And it's, gotta say, not much has happened.
No.
So much has happened and not much has happened.
Everyone, the only thing that's happened, I love Karen, again, my relatable writer queen, has written one chapter.
And has it laminated and bound.
That's literally me after spending 2 hours of writing and then being so proud of myself and then being like, well, my work here is officially done.
You going to like the Staples Office Center and just like printing out.
Giving it, not even saving it on my computer, just printing it out and then like turning it in to just a vagrant on the street and being just, like,
you know what to do with this.
You know what to do with this.
Or going up to your barista and going, it's finished.
It's finished.
And it's literally three pages.
No, it's just the title.
It's the foreword.
It's a chapter. It's a list of chapters.
It's very Carrie Bradshaw.
It's incredibly Carrie B. Oh my God, Carrie.
What?
Did you hear what I'm doing this fall?
No.
I'm taking Sex Unique Podcast on tour.
Wait a minute. I'm doing that too.
I know.
We're going on tour.
We're going on fucking tour. Tickets are going fast. In fact, one of the Chicago shows sold the fuck out.
You're kidding me.
Well, we added a second.
Oh, God.
Head to LarsMarie.com to purchase tickets.
That's LarsMarie.com to get yours now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. By the way, another
beautiful day in Staten Island.
But another Sarah Jessica outfit.
Where? Let me look.
It's bad, guys.
Okay, I'm looking. Where was she at the Met Gala?
Filming?
You know what? If she says she's not going to come and the Olsen twins say they're not going to come, is it really a Met Gala worth going to?
I mean, Rihanna showed up later, thank God.
Yeah, but I really ask yourself that question. No. No.
It's bad.
Is this the bear? Tony.
The shoes. Those are the shoes. Ugh. Oh, it's bad, Laura.
I'm nervous. Did she flash a smile and a quintessentially Carrie look? Did she show her ample cleavage in a plunging top? This Daily is the Mail one. Is really starting.
Ample. Let's just pray for the best.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
I'm preparing for the worst.
Yeah.
In terms of looks.
Mm-hmm. My expectations are low. Actually, they're incredibly high. I'm setting myself up for like a world of pain and disappointment.
But that's what we do.
But that's what we do best.
So Carla is going to pick up her husband from jail.
Yes.
Joe. She's bringing her kids. They have a giant teddy bear with them.
It's a day of hope in Staten Island. The skies are blue and the kids are gathered.
Carla goes, you going to run up and hug him?
They go, yeah.
Carla's really also excited. Making her husband break the news to the kids that he was in jail, which I appreciate.
I appreciate that too. At least they know the truth. Mm-hmm. I feel like the timing
isn't right, but I'm glad that she's making him do something.
Yeah, the whole thing seems really dysfunctional and actually like made me very sad.
Yeah, it was
there was a lot of like children being sad in this episode that I was like, damn, this is too real for me.
It was all very tinged in melancholy.
Yeah, with like literal children's lives are being ruined for our entertainment. And I prefer to not see the children whose lives are being ruined and then see the adults ruining each other's lives because of their ruined childhoods.
Leave the kids are off limits.
Like, I don't think that you should show them.
No.
Only in happy ways.
Only in like in Sutton's way.
Yeah. In Sutton's way or like them like running around having playtime saying something silly and then have like a child care professional take them and then you guys film the rest of the scene.
These girls and like Kennedy Armstrong, Taylor's daughter.
It's real Kennedy vibes.
Kennedy vibes.
Kennedy's with you?
Oh, good. Kennedy. Remember the song?
Oh, my God.
Renee's pounding the pavement in the meatpacking district. She's going to the Spice Market, which is a Chelsea meatpacking district staple. And it looks like a damp March day in New York City.
Yeah. She goes right back to the restaurant to sit down with her former boss, Tiffany.
Tiffany's great.
Yeah. Apparently, Renee was a wardrobe assistant to Tiffany. And while working for Tiff, she styled 50 Cent and G-Unit. And they sit down and Tiffany's like, so what have you been up to? And Renee's like, so much. And then leads with the fact that her husband has been arrested again and her life is falling apart. And I was like, that's an amazingly transparent thing to do with your potential employer.
I know. Tiffany's like flat faced, like no affect on her face, just completely like she's been through this. And she goes, and then Renee goes, I'm going to need you to give me some work.
You have any work coming, you tell me.
She goes, so I know that I'm kind of difficult to work with. And then Tiffany goes, kind of. Like, Tiffany's like, you're annoying. And everyone, you alienated everyone that we worked with.
Yeah, Tiffany goes, and you make me want to scratch my eyes out. And she goes, scratch your eyes out. Thought you wanted to scratch my eyes out. And I was like, God, Renee has no shame about her horrible track record with Tiffany and her twisted personal life.
But I love she's a comedian in this moment.
She really is.
I thought you wanted to scratch my eyes out. I think you hear the laugh track.
Yeah. Ooh. Renee is, according to Tiffany, punctual and organized, but her drama is always getting in the way.
She goes, you're a drama queen, Renee. What can I say? I was kind of shocked to hear like how, but then if you look at her home, it's very neat.
Yeah, punctual and organized. I was like, wow, I have a lot of respect for Renee's punctuality and her organizational skills.
As a punctual person myself.
I thought of you.
I'm a big fan of this.
You and Renee, we twin show flames, up, showing once up at the, again.
Showing up at the
crack of...
Ass crack of the 11 exact a.m. time. Yeah. Tiffany's basically like,
I'd rather burn in hell than employ you, but then I guess it actually, Renee is really good at her job because Tiffany does give her a job.
But she's like, she's basically like, starts talking about Junior and Tiffany's like, she's like, I'm connected to him forever through my son. And then Tiffany's like, you don't have to do this though. Like you don't have to like be, like basically Renee reveals that, I didn't really realize this, but she quit her job with Tiffany when Junior got out of prison to like be there for him and like help him in his reentry.
Hey.
So it's like she put her whole career, which sounded like it was like
she's killing
burgeoning
it. Yeah.
On hold for her ex-husband who is going back to jail and clearly doesn't give a shit about her.
Yeah.
And so Tiffany's kind of like, what are you doing? Like everyone is telling Renee the same thing.
Tiffany also is like, I know plenty of women whose baby daddies or husbands have gone to jail and it's not their problem.
Yeah.
And Renee's like, well, it is my problem though. And she's like, it doesn't have to be.
She's like, fine, if I get you this one job, like, please, never contact me again.
She's like, this is it. Sign in blood that you will stop texting me.
Carla calls Dreeter from the car with her husband and her kids to like just confirm that she's got them and they're driving back to SI. And Drita's having like secondhand high listening to Carla describe like everything.
She comes alive in this moment.
She's grinning from ear to ear. She's like sucking the high out of the phone. Like she can't get enough.
She goes, how does he look? Is he hot?
Is he hot? They come out of prison. They look exactly the same.
They look the same as they come out looking the same way they went in. More people should get locked up. Anti-aging.
Yeah. More people should get locked up, she says.
I love that anti-aging. Like, would you rather get a facelift
or go to jail
for 5 years?
Yeah, it's a toss-up. Weigh in, guys. But yeah, it also makes me sad because it's like, you can tell she's happy for her, but she says, I'm happy for her, but it's a reminder that, like, I'm not going to have that for a while.
Yeah, for who knows how long, because no one can get a straight answer out of old Lee.
Like, she looks like she's on the verge of tears.
But it also must be when it finally, the day finally comes.
Ecstatic.
Like, you probably have the best orgasm of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like 6 years of foreplay if you end up staying with the person and like continuing your relationship with them.
Yeah, you're like just riding a contact high, and the contact high is literally just being next to this person.
Yeah. You're like, you can't wait. You've waited years to touch them.
Yeah.
And like be with them physically.
Yeah.
Damn. More couples need to have one person locked up.
Go to prison.
Yeah. JK,
Think about how much, think about it. You're getting in a car, you haven't driven in a car for years. Like, how weird must that be?
Yeah, I guess like when she picked up Lee, he was like, whoa, slow down.
Yeah.
You don't get to be in a car? I guess you're not really going anywhere.
I guess if you're like transported, but like you go outside.
Damn.
But this is all depending, like, for all we know, because he's clearly in, like, mob jail, which seems...
He's making a lot of... Seems like he gets to call...
Yeah, so for all we know, they're, like, bring them out to get, like, pasta at night.
Yeah, like, they get to go to Whole Foods for an hour every week.
Yeah.
And, like, come back with groceries. It's really unclear, like, what the prison rules are, where Lee is.
Karen goes over to Renee's.
Renee's just smoking in the kitchen.
Renee, I'm just obsessed... I'm obsessed with the bundt cake on Renee's kitchen counter or her island. She just, everything in her kitchen just looks, I just want to like touch everything.
Me too.
And like smell it. And I just want to cozy.
I want to get so cozy.
She's got the back door open so she can chief.
Mm-hmm. I just like, you know, she's always cooking something.
She's always cleaning. She's always cooking. It's immaculate.
Yeah.
Her house.
Karen comes over and they chat, and I guess Renee caught Junior texting two women.
Yeah, he went away for 2 days, clearly to go like
go suck to pound and fuck town. Or do one last like mob deal before he gets incarcerated.
And then came back home, and then Renee heard his phone going off, and she saw he was like texting up a storm with like multiple women. So she, you know.
You know what?
What?
I wonder if when Junior went away for 2 days, he was going to go wear a wire to like...
Rat?
Rat.
Oh. Because he was a rat.
Yeah.
To get his like...
To get his sentence reduced or something. Interesting. Wow. But Renee's slowly learning.
She's waking up.
It's like, I appreciate her vulnerability in letting the world into her dysfunctional relationship because I think it's like very real for a lot of people that sometimes you just have to torch yourself over and over and over before you learn to like how to change your patterns and get out of that situation.
Yeah. I mean, there's no chance that this he's never going to give her what she needs.
No, this relationship is so over. We need a new word for over.
Yeah. We need a new word for over. Well, who is she saying that to? Big?
To Big. When she leaves the hospital, right? After Natasha smashes her teeth in.
Carrie! I see you! I see you, Carrie! And then she runs after her and she goes, I knew you were having an affair, but not in my own house! And then when she falls, Carrie goes, oh my God!
Carrie's like more traumatized than Natasha is.
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic Carrie. Also, Carrie ate their food.
Oh, yeah.
She went into their refrigerator
and ate their Chinese leftovers. That's rude. Kind of gross.
Also rude.
Incredibly rude. She ate like Natasha's lo mein.
Yeah.
Natasha was probably going to get home from work and maybe open up the fridge and
Well, no, you know what? I'm stopping you there because she goes, I got an earlier jitney.
Oh, so she was just going to.
She was in the Hamptons.
Mm.
But still.
So it was just Big's lo mein, probably.
Yeah, but still. I don't know. That felt like kind of socio.
yeah, like too
familiar.
Familiar.
Yeah.
It's just the whole thing is such a violation that it even got to the point where they were like fucking in his marital bed.
I would have like.
And like when they
immediately left.
Yeah. Because also, wouldn't you? Her hair would be all over the place.
And her perfume. And her cig smell.
They were messy. They wanted to get caught.
They did.
She was dying to get caught.
She loved Natasha running after her.
Mm-hmm. And then was terrified at the blood.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would not have let Carrie come with me to the hospital.
Like when she slammed.
I would have smashed her head in the cab door.
Yeah.
And kicked her out to the curb.
Well, Carrie kind of just jumped in the cab.
Also, she's just in the waiting room. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Get out.
Get out, Carrie.
Get out. Will someone take her out? She's not allowed to be here and wait.
She was so worried about her teeth, though.
And her one tooth never looked the same color as the other tooth.
Well, we'll see.
Time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little Joseph is crying in the car because Joe had to go immediately from jail to the halfway house, and Joseph thought that he was going to get to come back home.
Yeah, it's
sad. This is so sad. This is inappropriate.
She goes, you want to talk to your dad? And he goes, yeah. And then Lee calls him and he's just like, give me 2 weeks and then you can come see me whenever you want. Because I guess he has like a 2-week moratorium. And
damn, that's so...
I know.
I just have felt for him. Well, I know like talk shit on this child, but he's just a sweet little guy who's messed up because his dad has been in jail for 6 years.
Yeah, and imagine your dad getting out and then being like, ripped away from you again.
Imagine being told from ages 2 to 8 that your dad was working somewhere. Then you go pick him up from his remote job, and then he tells you that he wasn't working, that that whole thing was a lie, that he's actually been in jail. And then he doesn't get to come home, but he gets to go to a halfway house. Yeah. And then you have to wait another 2 weeks. Like, I'm sorry, they're shanking this whole situation. Yeah.
Carla's not doing a good job.
No one is winning this situation. He's like, oh, I guess that's later and we'll get to it.
I think Carla's very checked out at this point. I think she's been through.
It's a tough sitch, but like,
Hold it together for the kids. We're both like, of you.
Just be honest with them. Be honest. Kids can handle honesty.
They can, and they're going to internalize stuff. And this is going to be like something that they're going to be processing when they're in their 20s.
They're probably processing it now, or they're still like acting out, and then they have 10 more years of torching their own lives before they have like the realization and therapy that they're like crying, being like, I lived a lie for 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Drita and Karen meet, and Karen's debating whether she's going to go back to Arizona or stay in Staten Island, because she's
a real Sophie's choice.
Which,
Staten Island. I'm like, stay in Staten Island, whatever you do.
Don't go back to Arizona. I'm sorry.
No, sorry to all you Arizonans.
Arizona's beautiful drive-thru.
I love Sedona.
I like Sedona.
And I love Flagstaff. And I love Page, Arizona. That's my truth.
I like Jerome.
Love that.
But
Phoenix? But yeah, there are certain Arizona places that I don't take to.
Drieder goes, I say stay.
And then that's when Karen pulls out her manuscript of one chapter. Oh, no.
That's later.
They
have two different.
There's so many meetings for drinks that I lost track. Renee goes back to therapy.
Okay, I just have to say, her therapist is good, but I feel like she's an actress.
She does have actor vibes. These are the Mormons ready to...
I feel like she's like regional theater. She's like the Staten Island Playhouse.
Or she's just so fed up at this point, she's not even trying to like have neutral therapist face. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just over it.
But she has... I want her to like give Renee an exorcist.
I mean, she basically, like, she's so straightforward at this point. It's almost like biased. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of therapists just kind of let you come to conclusions, but I feel like she's just had enough of that.
Well, she's like, I think sometimes you get to if you're working with someone for this long and they're just not, I don't know,
not advancing, you need to spell it out for them.
Yeah.
I live for her.
She's, I do too.
You tend to date men. Yeah, her makeup is wild. Her eyeliner.
That's me. That's me putting on like...
She gives me the vibes of Diane Keaton's daughter in First Wives Club.
The lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looks like her.
She looks like her.
Oh, daddy, I'm a lesbian. A big one.
She goes, you tend to date men who are chaotic. Renee's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But it's sticking to her.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to put yourself in a shitty situation over and 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 over. And then maybe you learn something.
And then you do it again.
And then you do it one more time just to be sure.
I feel like I would slide off all these surfaces in this apartment. Or in this office.
Not even in this.
No. Like in this office that looks like an apartment.
It's
but
slippery vinyl, yeah, and like fake leather, everything.
Those couches, those chairs that are like.
It's very, like Nickelodeon in,
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I've like seen those before. My therapist who gaslit me had shitty furniture like that. And his office smelled like. It was right above a cigar shop.
Oh.
It just smelled like. Pungent. Fucker.
Your therapist was always late.
The one that was always late and then gaslit me and said, maybe you're too punctual. Which I was like,
can you even? I'm sorry, take away that person's therapy license. You're fired.
You're fired, baby.
Are you gay? You're fired.
Are you gay? Carrie, are you gay?
Carrie, are you gay?
You're fired.
You're fired. Carla and Dreeter may meet to work out.
They're pumping iron.
Drita's just doing bicep curls. I was like, damn, she's strong. I can't curl 10 pounds each. I'm an 8-pounder.
I said Drita is literally the Celtics mascot.
She is.
She's always ready to go. She's fucking Popeye.
She is Popeye.
Yeah.
Papaya.
She will throw down. She will square up. And she'll
beat your ass, knock your teeth out. And her arms are just raw muscle.
It's like raw chicken muscle.
Like, she's strong.
Yeah, she'll kill
you. I'm telling you, I can maybe bicep curl 8 pounds, but then I get pretty exhausted and have to downgrade to 5.
They're both in great shape, her and Carla.
I love their, like, workout friendship. Carla made Joe tell the kids about jail, and Drita can relate.
Drita goes, I literally cried every night for my daughter. I'm again very confused by all this. So is she just, she always says Aaliyah's father, but she has another kid.
Jizz.
Jizz. So like, is Jizz not his daughter or is it just
Jizz is. I think Jizz is just so young that maybe she just doesn't know anything.
I literally cried every night for my daughter.
And then she's like, can you imagine? That's like if Joe went away and then he came back and then he went away again. I cry every night. Yeah. I was like, you guys, you gotta get out of there.
Yeah, also like, can we give Carla like some grace right now to let her enjoy?
No.
Yeah. She has to outdo her and like, they're all outdoing each other.
It's like, who can be the most illegal?
Yeah.
Who can be enmeshed in the most lawless, painful dysfunction?
Yeah.
Renee, speaking of lawless, painful dysfunction, Renee drags AJ to Manhattan to go to a restaurant.
My favorite
mommy son time.
She goes, I've been coming here since I was a child.
I want to go to that restaurant. What's it called?
She said the name. It was some Italian
name. It was a really confusing name. It was like El Vajolo.
She just lives for restaurants. Like, I'll say it every episode. I've never seen someone go out to eat more than Renee.
My queen. I have literal goals. She gives me something to work towards.
But
you know what? I feel like the pandemic took away my love for going out to
eat.
Like, I just don't, it doesn't even cross my mind really as something to do regularly anymore.
Fucking COVID.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, same.
Not like I was like bawling out and going out to eat every night, but it was like.
No, you were like.
You'd go out to dinner a few times a week or something, or like meet friends, and then.
You were a lady on the town.
I was very social.
Yeah. Once. I can't remember what it was like before COVID.
Me either. Now, and also I'm back to like, there was a weird part of COVID where like I would watch movies or TV and then just be like shocked that people weren't wearing masks, like when I would see. And I'm now back to watching. Then it went away, but now it's back.
I know.
What the fuck?
I mean, right now in this episode, like they're just like free and fancy at a restaurant.
Dining indoors and everyone's happy. No one's having to wear a mask. Like,
not a care in sight.
Yeah, in a packed restaurant, shoveling pasta down their throats.
Little like, Italy.
Will we ever know this kind of joy?
I don't think so.
God damn it.
They're both drinking Diet Coke, or they're both drinking Coca-Colas. She's keeping it sober tonight, I think.
Mm-hmm.
AJ really resents her.
Yeah, can you blame him? She literally has hereditary to him.
It makes me sad, though.
Makes me sad, but she's done it to herself. Like, you can't chase your child around the house screaming, crying, like,
come
histrionic,
back.
Borderline personality disorder all over them, and then expect them to be, like, wanting to go out to dinner with you and film it for a reality show that you're on.
And then Renee literally says, I used to want him to follow in my father's footsteps. Like, Renee wanted her son to be in the mob.
Well... And this then, also is a sad scene because, you know, found out recently, AJ's been like charged with fraud.
She goes to AJ. She goes, AJ, go to college and get away from this life.
I don't want you to get caught up.
And he's like, well, too late, Mom.
He goes, I don't even want that. That's not a priority for me.
Yeah.
She goes, all I want. I'm going to cry. All I want is for you to have a better life. She snorted.
It made me like a little emotional because it's like she's, I know she wants the best for him, but she doesn't know what the best is.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows her son.
Well, also just the cycle. It's such a cycle and a pattern that almost feels inescapable.
It does.
Because you now see, like, he's done illegal things, and not saying, I don't know if that's connected to, like, organized crime or anything, but it also is just, like...
Your perspective is skewed.
Yeah. And you... It's learned behavior.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to break out of that cycle, especially if it's, like, deeply ingrained in your family history for generations and how your family, like, made their money and that's what their legacy is. Like, it's almost like it's in your blood to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Karen and Dreeter meet again, but... This restaurant was very puzzling to me because it was daylight outside, but there were
also a nighttime vibe.
But there were lit candles everywhere in the restaurant, giant candlesticks, like full.
I didn't even clock that.
Liberace vibes.
It's Elvira.
It was fully like Tales from the Crypt. There's just tall candles everywhere where I'm like, someone's gonna like
burn,
knock one of those over when they're drunk on Merlot.
This is Karen's finest hour, her pride and joy, her one chapter, the first chapter of her novel, which she's calling In the Shadow of the Bull.
She goes, I was in Manhattan today with my publisher, and then she goes, da 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 da, the first chapter, and then Dreeter sees it and she goes, She's so mad.
Grabs it and folds it in half and shoved it in her clutch. I was like, she's never reading that and she might burn it.
I wanted to give the book to Dreeder, she says. And I'm like,
You're a shit fucking stir.
This tacked on with the next scene when she's like calling her being like, hi, I just wanted to see if you read the book and what are your thoughts on it? I'm like, okay, this is now I'm convinced Karen's this entire thing is a plot to destroy Drita.
It is.
She came back. It's like a textbook like soap opera or something. She comes back into town to ruin the life of this woman who stole her man.
And it works. Like, she drives Drita to the brink of insanity.
And murder.
Yeah, like, Drita didn't even read this chapter, but let herself get so revved up that she's, by the end of her lunch with Carla, which we'll get to, is, like, threatening Karen's life.
Yeah.
Renee, though... is getting back to her girl boss roots. She's styling once again.
So she's worked with Ghostface Killah before, who's a Staten Island native as well.
Oh, I didn't know he was a Staten Island native.
Yeah, I mean, the band is... That's like part of what made Staten Island big.
Wow.
Other than the mafia.
Well...
So they've known each other for a while. I think they like went... They like go back.
I'm obsessed. I forgot that they were like tight.
He calls her and she's like, she goes, hi, handsome.
She goes, hey, baby.
Yeah, like he loves Renee.
They're BFF. Renee is killing it in this moment.
Yeah. And
she goes, he's one of rap's hottest artists. I was like, this is really chic.
Yeah. I love, she calls Nicole.
Well, he's like, they talk like styling stuff. Yeah. And she's like, whatever you need, I got you.
So she's going to style him for a shoot. I think that's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nicole,
I love Nicole. She's like, where the hell are you?
Yeah.
Nicole hasn't, like, you, if you are Renee's best friend and you haven't heard from her in 48 hours, like, scream crying about her junior drama, you something's literally up. Are like, she's either dead or she's styling again.
She goes, I got a new job, and Nicole goes, okay, bye. She like doesn't even press her. She's like, it was just a wellness check.
Yeah, she goes, okay, great. Have a wonderful, positive day. We all need friends like Nicole.
She's just, you know what? She's like, I'm just keeping her together with glue right now.
Yeah.
She's like, just have a wonderful you day where you just do things that make yourself feel better.
This is probably the best news Nicole's ever heard. It's music to her ears because she's calling Renee thinking like Renee's in like a suicidal spiral, like hasn't gotten out of bed, is like just posted up at the kitchen island, smoked 5 packs of cigarettes, crying.
But no.
And then no, she's like fully working. She packed up the clothes in her car, LuLaRoe style.
She's styling Ghostface Killah. She's good at it.
Yeah.
I love watching her style.
I live for her going in and being like, I got you a little present. It's a power bracelet. And he goes, whoa, whoa. And he already has 2. They're fully on the same page.
They're like friends.
Yeah.
She has this whole storefront rented out for him to like change in. And they're, because they're shooting on the street. So there's a whole crew there. It's like a legit photo shoot.
Yeah.
And I have to say, she picked out good clothes for him.
Yeah, he was looking great. He was loving them.
He looked cute in them. And she has like a steamer with her. I just loved it. I love seeing Renee in her element.
Wow. Power. I found the bracelet, guys. Power Balance, the original performance wristband.
Wow.
It has 2,889 ratings of 4.5 stars.
Wow.
I think we might need some of these.
New merch?
Yeah. About this item, Power Balance offers the original performance gear. It's a leader in performance technology. Confirm the authenticity of your Power Balance product with our YADA mark code. But what is it, though? It's worn by athletes worldwide.
It's voodoo. I don't know.
Durable, 100%, can go anywhere.
Feels like Livestrong to me.
Power Balance holograms. It's sporty and fun and goes with everything. Okay, well, but what does it do?
They won't tell you.
It's a true mystery.
Yeah. It probably does nothing.
It's a staple of what it means. This person says it's a staple of what it means to be an athlete or just someone that values being healthy.
Okay, this is a lie.
This band is a statement. It says, I know my worth. I know what it means to be healthy. And most of all, I know how to spend money. Whoa, this person's.
This is Nexium.
They got me with their sarcasm.
But yeah, it's just Renee's just thriving in this moment. And Ghost is really into her.
Sorry, I'm just like still hooked on this power balance bracelet.
If you get that, I'm calling the authorities.
Does it just help you stay upright?
I don't know. Does it shock you? What if it's like a bark collar?
This one woman says it improved her stability. She noticed that she didn't stumble around as much as she did without it. What? Who's stumbling so much that they... Like, you need to see a doctor. Yeah. You're just stumbling around. I'm like, honey. You're in cognitive decline.
Yeah.
I don't. She said the doggone things work. When you're a wobbly old woman, anything that helps you stay balanced is well worth its money.
This is some LuLaRoe shit.
That someone says it helped her with her frozen shoulder. It has these 4-star ratings.
Does it vibrate?
It's a great looking power energy bracelet for women.
For when you're a businesswoman on the go.
For when you're just stumbling around, pinballing off of various services, and you really actually need not only emotional stability, but real, straight up stability. The power of your brain. Wow. Someone says, it's not original, does not apply to how it works, fake brand.
That's Renee. Wow. Well, we'll...
I'm really... Can
just,
someone...
Just get one.
How much are they? And then see, they're $8.99. It's a real... It's like low risk, potentially just, high reward.
Just buy one.
Okay. We'll review it on a future bonus episode.
Okay.
But I'll buy both of us one.
Okay. We'll just wear it during the potting and see how we feel after.
See how stable we feel. Yeah.
Dreeter's daughter, Aaliyah, talks to her dad on the phone, and she asks her dad about the rat.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains it to her again. And she's really like, I think her daughter has found this new thing that she can latch onto and like get her parents
to engage with her.
Yeah, like get their, she wants to impress both of them, I think. And I think this is a way she's found to do it, is by...
It's about being like, who's the rat?
Yeah, I will be. She like wants to take matters into her own hands.
She's ready to crack some skulls. She's like, you got some balls.
You got some balls.
She goes, "Why, Dad, why did you go to jail? Mom said it was because there was a rat. Like, are you mad at the rat?" And he goes, "I'm mad I didn't realize he was a fucking rat." And he goes, "Sorry, don't mean to use that language around you, my pretty princess, but you don't have nothing to worry about."
He's like, "Yeah, you don't gotta worry about these things. It's not gonna happen to you."
She's like, "Dad, I'm gonna come down there. I'm gonna fucking kill this guy."
I think she also might think it's an actual rat.
Yeah, I would be like, "You mean that you..." I would be mad if I didn't realize there was also a rat in my presence too.
Like, she might be... Her trauma is like manifesting into a giant rat person that like she sees at night.
The sideways stories from Wayside School dead rat.
She's like she truly believes there's like a rat up to no good.
A rat who will rat you out.
A rat who will destroy families and tell secrets.
You don't even realize they're there.
Dead.
She's like, "Wow, how they must be such a sneaky rat."
Yeah.
You look everywhere, you never even see it. Then lo and behold, it comes and just rats you out.
I bet
you got some bowls.
I bet every night she sees a rat king in her like dark corridor coming towards her. But Dad.
Poor Aaliyah.
Who's the rat, Dad? Where does he live?
Dad, who is the rat? What hole? Did he live in the house?
She's gonna like hard candy him.
She's gonna like...
You know, hard candy with Elliot Page?
Mm-hmm.
Like where she goes and gets revenge on like...
The rat.
Yeah.
She cut off his bowls.
Cut off his bowls.
She's going to, like, become an exterminator.
I'm going to make sure no other rats be born.
That's why she should, like, if she joins the Albanian mob eventually, which maybe she should.
She will.
She will be known, like, her name will be, like, Aaliyah the Exterminator. And she
you got a rat problem?
Rat. You got a rat problem? She's take care of that.
And she'll only be in, like, the Yellow Pages. She won't be on the internet, like, even in the future.
No, it's word of mouth.
Do the Yellow Pages still exist?
I haven't seen them in a long time.
Well, she'll only be in, like, printed ads.
No, I think that she'll just be word of mouth, like, hey, the Exterminator's coming. You better run and hide.
I'm the anti-rat.
Mm-hmm.
You got a rat problem? You call me. I go in there and I get rid of them.
This is like what her the conditioning she's going through right now is what would make her a great criminal later on.
It's an origin story.
It is an origin story.
Hey, Dad. I drove by the rat's house the other night. He's inside with his kids and his wife having a good dinner. And I thought, that should be us. This rat don't deserve that.
I'm going to go take care of him right now.
I'm going to go take care of him right now, Pop. And he's like, oh, no, Aaliyah, don't do that. Don't get mixed up in this life.
Like, I want to watch this movie. Yeah. This is like my new Gamora is just Aaliyah as a child mobster.
He's like, to get close to him,
she takes out the rat.
He's teaching her how to be in this world.
They didn't even mean to teach her that, but she learned it anyways and then took matters into her own hands.
Hey, Pa, I killed the rat. And then Dorita goes...
You did what?
You did what? I took him out.
I killed him.
Killed his whole family.
Went there, shot him in the head, killed his wife and kids. They were at dinner. They were having a rack of lamb.
I let the dog out, though.
Here he is, Fido.
He's our dog now.
Ain't he cute?
Ain't he cute, Mom? And she goes, you hear this, Lee? You hear what your daughter said to you?
He goes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Aaliyah goes, Dad, when are you getting out of there? And he goes, soon enough. Don't you worry. Soon's not good enough, you know?
Sad.
I want her to bust him out of prison.
I'm telling you, she's got machinations. Up to
like her and Melania could join forces.
On the ATV.
On the ATV. Melania's like, hey, I just got on the ferry. Smuggled this thing on the ferry. Smuggled it right off. Get on here. Here you got a lot of AK-47s.
No, her ATV turns into a jet ski. She jet skis over the Hudson into the bay, into the harbor.
She goes...
Yeah.
And she just puts up her gun to like let everyone know that she's, and she's like,
she sees.
This
Aaliyah.
Is I need Gamora, but instead of everyone driving around Naples on their Vespas and like motorcycles, it's Melania and a bunch of children, just girls, daughters of incarcerated mobsters, jet skiing in the Hudson River with AK-47.
Aaliyah looks out her window and
sees havoc on New York and the outer boroughs.
And sees a flare and she goes, that's my ride.
That's my girl.
Bye, Ma.
Bye, Mom.
Don't wait up.
I'm out of here.
Bye, Jizz.
Bye, Jizz. Jizz, take care of Mom. She's like, bah. Wait, Drita also had a great moment at the top of this scene where she's like, helping Aaliyah with her homework, and she goes, me and math, we go to war. And I was like, same.
I felt that.
Me too. I was like, my bitch.
That'd be me as a parent. As soon as my kids are in like the third grade, I'd be like, I can't help you now.
You're on your own.
You're on your own. Ask Dad.
Good luck out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn Google to Simon. Mm-hmm. Simon would be the math guy.
I just give them a calculator and be like, best of luck.
Here.
Not my forte. Not my will for you.
Calculators, though. I always had like a graphing. I'd be like, oh, thank God I have a graphing calculator. And then I'd be like, how the hell do I use this?
I never learned.
I was just plugging in parentheses on a graphing calculator.
I was like, if a graph happened to show up after I pushed a bunch of buttons, I was like, that's a win for me.
Yeah, that's all like, I need.
The actual expectation for someone whose brain isn't fully formed to have them be graphing numbers on a graphing calculator on a TI-83, you shouldn't have put us through that.
No, I would just be spelling things.
Boobies.
Hello. Junior did Renee dirty once again, so she's fed up and in a very like waiting to exhale moment, piles all his shitty clothes into like a suitcase that's really floppy,
mm-hmm.
and just wheels it to the foyer.
She leaves him a sensible voicemail to tell him to come get his stuff.
She's like, "Hey, Junior, it's me. Got your clothes."
She goes, "Well, after all the bullshit, I just think it's best if you come here and get your clothes. So they're here, so please come when you can. Thank you, Renee."
She goes, "I'm not your welcoming mat." And I go,
"Doormat?"
I wrote, "Go, girl."
I also was like, "Well, you're being really nice by packing up his stuff. Like, he literally doesn't have to do anything."
I know, I would have thrown it out the window.
Or burn it.
Yeah.
Drive it off a cliff in his car. Put a brick on the gas pedal.
Yeah.
Your LuLaRoe solve for your extra inventory.
Just light it all on fire.
Burn it. Take that, LuLaRoe.
Yeah. And they're like, "No, we need that."
They're like, "Well, do you want to get the money back?" And you're like, "Yes." Wait, what is this yellow bedroom in Karen's apartment? I thought I knew what her apartment situation was. Haunting. And then this threw me. This is yellow wallpaper.
Totally. Yeah, I can't do... If you have yellow wallpaper, you need to, like...
stand down.
But she's on the bed, and it's kind of a...
She's a lesbian for this.
But yeah, but it was also, like... It was very, like... I saw her evil plan in this moment. I was like, this is it. She goes... I think Dorita's ignoring me because she hasn't even heard her for 2 or 3 days. She hasn't said anything about the chapter she's read. So I'm just going to call in and check on her. And you see her, and she goes... It's very, "Hi, Jacqueline, it's Danielle."
Hi, Dieter.
It's Karen. I'm just making sure you read the chapter, and I want to see what you think of it. I want to hear your thoughts. So give me a call back. I'll just be here all night. Like, she's trolling the fuck out of Drita.
It's a troll. And Drita's not having it.
Drita's stewing.
She's stewing. She goes to meet Carla. At a diner. Oh, I wanted those pancakes so bad. Her, like, breakfast pancakes with eggs.
I just... A New Jersey slash, like, tri-state area diner with the cakes and the rotating...
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. It made me miss New Jersey so bad.
Can't wait. We'll be there soon enough.
No.
Drita does not want to read Karen's chapter.
Yeah. She's pissed. At one point, Drita takes a thing of confection sugar and just pours it.
That last, her pour of the sugar lasted for 30 seconds. Multiple angles where she was still pouring.
Yeah, it was very like the bug man in Men in Black being like, sugar
in water.
I was like, damn.
She goes, "I will protect my husband's name. I don't trust Karen. I don't fucking trust." Like, she went from 0 to 60 in the course of 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it started out as like, "I don't really want to read that book. I don't know if I want to." And then it ended at like, "If she comes to me in that fucking book, I'll fucking smash her teeth down her throat.
I'll smash her face into the ground.
I'll smash her fucking head and I'll say, this is how I feel whether you like it or not."
She goes, "It's Aaliyah's father." And then she goes, "You're nothing. You're nothing." She keeps saying nothing.
Jizz. What about jizz?
Yeah, what about jizz? Carla just doesn't say a word the whole time. She's sitting there. And
she didn't say anything.
She was just like.
She's like, "Yay.
Yeah. I'll smash your fucking face into the ground. How about that?
And I'll say, this is how I feel whether you like it or not.
You're nothing."
She goes, "When you come for my family, I go to war. And you better have soldiers." I was like, damn.
I know. But she's even read it. She doesn't know what it... It's probably like totally...
Karen's... It's like literally scribbles.
It says all work and no play makes Karen a dull boy. It's not like there's nothing...
Then one day I said to Alex... Like, she said that she renamed him. You know it's like not going to be well written. That's the thing that I would be the most incensed about is like... Is this actually like well written? I'm like, tell all my secrets, I guess. But if it's just badly written, then I'm like, haha, you idiot fool.
But also, like, Karen is so smart for this because she knows Drita's not even going to read it probably. And it can say anything in there and she knows she won't even open that page.
It's just it's 17 pages of like the quick brown fox jumped over the something.
It's like,
and Drita's like, who's the fucking brown fox? You calling Aaliyah's father a brown fox?
She also, I think Drita thinks the book is about Lee.
Like the whole
book. Yeah. Like, I think she thinks she's so, like, has such an ego that I think she thinks it's just about them.
I live in the, like, future in next week, like, the season finale. Karen's like, well, if she's not going to read it, then I got to go get my manuscript back. Like, that's the only copy of her book. I know.
She didn't save it.
I love first time writer shenanigans where you don't save it. You just print it out and hope for the best.
It says, do you want to save
it? Give it to someone that hates you and hope that you won't see it again.
Do you want to save this? She went,
I think no, because I'm going to print it out and give it to Drita and she'll definitely give it back to me. So then I can keep working on it. Okay, great. I'll do that.
I can just put it back in the computer. Mm-hmm. It'll show up what I have.
Pick up where I left off.
Yeah. Don't save.
It's probably good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't save. Why would I do something like that?
She thinks she's just going to keep printing out chapters and stapling them together. And that's going to be her manuscript.
Yeah. And then she gives that to the factory and then they print the book.
First chapter.
Ta-da. Da-da-da.
Drita.
Are you fucking kidding me? You got some balls.
You got some balls.
I had a really quick, I had a dream on Sunday morning that was like visceral, where I was like, I had met and was like dating one of the guys that plays Gennaro from Gomorrah.
Oh my God.
And like, but he wasn't himself as an actor and he wasn't Jenny. He was like a soccer player. But it was like one of those visceral dreams where you're like in a relationship or like falling in love for the first time. And then I woke up and I was like, wow, that was not even real. And like, now I'm very emotional. And then I had just like was going about my day. And I realized later, I was like, am I Renee? Like, my taste in men is like Renee's taste in men.
I think you guys are more alike than you realize.
We're more similar. I'm like, I have two modes. It's either lesbian Gina Gershon, or it's men with a BMI of like 32 with potential coronary heart failure
and
that are also like killers.
Yeah, propensity for murder.
Yeah, and like violent.
Wow.
Little like Tony Soprano body or Gina lesbian.
Gershon.
Yeah.
I love
That's
it.
All I got in me. True bisexual.
True
hour.
Bisexual.
I'm like, you're either an Italian American man with chest hair or an Italian man with a pot belly, or you're a beautiful woman.
Or you're Gina Gershon.
Or you're Gina Gershon.
And Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah, there's no middle ground.
Yeah.
It's just those two polarities.
You're pretty binary.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is my torturous sexual preference.
You know what? You're living your bisexual truth and
we soldier on.
It can manifest.
Yeah, I'm manifesting.
But guys, check out our tickets for our shows coming up. You can follow Laura at Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at eCarrieO. Get your tickets now to Salt Lake City before something happens.
And
before we get there and do the show. Think about coming.
Think about us.
Just send us your thoughts and prayers, but then keep buying tickets. Everywhere else is, consider this a low ticket warning officially for all the other cities. They are selling fast.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.